In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's Mass is being offered for those most lost souls. Today's lesson comes from the prophet Jeremiah, saying, "In those days the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Stand at the gate of the house of the Lord, and proclaim there this word, and say, Hear ye the word of the Lord. All ye men of Judah, enter in at the gates to adore the Lord. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Make your ways and your doings good, and I will dwell with you in this place. Trust not in lying words, saying, The temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, it is the temple of the Lord. For if you will order well your ways and your doings, if you will execute judgment between a man and his neighbor, if you will oppress not the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow, and shed not innocent blood in this place, and walk not after strange gods to your own hurt, I will dwell with you in this place, in the land which I gave to your fathers from the beginning and forevermore, saith the Lord Almighty." Thus concludes the lesson from the prophet Isaiah, or rather prophet Jeremiah. Please stand for the continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. At that time, Jesus, rising up out of the synagogue, went into Simon's house, and Simon's wife's mother was taken with a great fever, and they besought him for her, and standing over her, he commanded the fever, and it left her. And immediately rising, she ministered to them, and when the sun was down, all that had any sick with diverse diseases brought them to him, but he, laying his hands on every one of them, healed them. And the devils went out from many, crying out and saying, "Thou art the Son of God," and rebuking them, he suffered them not to speak, for they knew that he was the Christ. And when it was day, going out, he went into the desert place, and the multitude sought him and came to him. They stayed him that he should not depart from them, to whom he said, "To other cities also I must preach the kingdom of God. Therefore I am sent." And he was preaching in the synagogues of Galilee. Thus concludes the continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. You may be seated. Today we are at a particular point within our Lenten journey. Is it going well? Is it going poorly? This is a good point to check on things. Did you notice within the collect that we had just at the very beginning of the Mass, did you notice that there was something going on there that maybe caught you as strange? Depending on your translation there, it may say something different, but here's what I have here. It says, "May the blessed solemnity of the saints Cosmas and Damian glorify thee, O Lord, whereby thou hast in thy ineffable providence given to them everlasting glory and to us your divine aid." Does it strike you as odd because the feast day of St. Cosmas and Damian is not today? Today's not a particular feast day. I'm wearing the penitential purple of Lent. The feast of St. Cosmas and Damian is, I believe, September 23rd, if my memory serves. It's sometime in September, for sure. Why are we today talking about Saints Cosmas and Damian? And why is it talking about a solemnity when we're in penitential garb? Here's the reason. It's because today is the stational mass of St. Cosmas and Damian in Rome. Remember, the Pope each day would take, and since the very earliest ages of the Church, there was a place where the people would go and pray in the oldest places in Rome, and the Pope would lead the pilgrimage out there, which caused great solemnity with the event and people to draw under these old churches and seek to fix them up, to make sure that they were well and tidy, not left aside these old churches in Rome. Today's the day where he would go to St. Cosmas and Damian. That's the stational church, and actually one of my favorite churches to visit when I was in Rome, to spend this particular day, the third Thursday of Lent, there at these stational churches, particularly at St. Cosmas and Damian. One, because I knew somebody who ran the little connected hotel or whatever it was, a place of staying, place of renting out a house that was there. And she would often take us there and have a nice little meal for us prepared afterwards, just for a couple of us who were good friends of hers. But also because it's such a beautiful, tiny little church there in this beautiful part of Rome. It's a good place to be. Now, why is it that today it talks about a solemnity? Traditionally speaking, today is the midday of Lent. Okay, we've gone through half of it. We've made it through halfway through Lent. It's a time to evaluate what's going on, but to realize that the struggles that we go through in Lent are hard, aren't they? They should be if we're doing them right. Should be challenging us in some way through prayer, through fasting, through our almsgiving, especially as if you read my article in the paper today, it's about forgiving, letting go of grudges. I think that's the hardest of the spiritual works of mercy. That's the sixth spiritual work of mercy. So to be able to do all these difficult things that we're going through, today being midday, the church would say, today is a day where even though it's a penitential time, a penitential day, you can take a little bit of sweetness. You can break your fast just a little bit in some sort of way and rejoice because you've made it halfway through Lent. Have a little something nice today if you can. I mean, traditionally it was allowed, so if you feel like being traditional, which if you're at this mass, you probably do, so go ahead and take a little something sweet, a little something of sweetness, because it is a movement of solemnity. But why Cosmas and Damian? You see, Cosmas and Damian is associated with the gospel that we have right here. The gospel right here that we have today, it deals with the healing, right? The healing of Christ. We had this a couple of days ago in our Sunday readings in the ordinary form, but not from the Gospel of Luke, but from the Gospel of Mark. And remember, the Gospel of Mark is going through those first things that our blessed Lord Jesus does when he first goes out there and begins his public ministry. He's baptized early in the morning with his disciples. Then he goes to preach at the synagogue, and that's where our reading picks up today. Then he casts out the demon from the man who was there, sitting there during the service, during the synagogue service there, casts him out of him. And then immediately after that, continuing on with our reading, he goes back to Peter's house, which is just a few yards away, goes and finds his mother-in-law who's sick with a fever. Heals her immediately. She rises up and ministers unto them, taking care of them like a good mother. And then everybody says, we want the cure that your family got. So everybody brings it, and they all go, and demons are cast out. And then he says, I'm tired. It's the end of the day. Let me go to a deserted place and pray. They chase out after him, don't they? They say, we want this all the time. We want to be cured. We want everything about us. And he says, no, no. I'm not just sent to you. I'm sent to many places to evangelize them, to bring them the good news of the kingdom of God. And so I got to go to them too. It's not just about you. Don't hold on to me. I've got more to do. So that's the gospel right there. Well, what do we see here within the gospel? I know I gave you a good sermon bringing that out in those 3 weeks that we were focusing on that in the ordinary form on the Sundays. But here's something that we didn't point out. You see, in the gospel there, our blessed Lord Jesus, he's showing his mercy unto the people who are there, but the mercy that he's giving them is a healing of a demoniac. Well, somebody who's totally given over to the power of the devil. That's for the reason why he came. But then right after that, it's followed up with a little small cure. A woman who has a fever. Now all of you are parents. What is the most common thing that your children suffer from? If it's not a headache, it's a fever, right? They come on so quickly, so easily. You're constantly dealing with it. A small little thing. You can get a fever from allergies. You can get a fever from a small little sickness or a great sickness. But a fever is just a common sort of thing. So our Lord goes from this mighty, extraordinary act of healing, kicking out a demon, destroying the evil one's power, immediately going to the most small cure, the smallest cure possible, right there. What does this say? This should remind you and me that God wants to do everything, and he's powerful to do everything, that there's nothing too great for him, even destroying the power of the devil over somebody, nor too small in kicking out that little fever that comes on. God not only is powerful enough to do it, but he wishes to do so. So particularly we're in day 2 of the novena of St. Joseph, right? The day two of our going to our spiritual father during this year of Saint Joseph. So even if the thing that we're asking for seems really small, seems really insignificant, isn't God powerful enough to do it? Doesn't he care enough to do it? Doesn't this gospel today show that he wants to do those things? Not just great things, but little tiny things. To entrust everything to his care. In addition to, what does he do? First, what he does is he heals a man, a male, who's out there possessed of the evil one. And then he comes out and heals a female, a woman. This is to show that God in his ministry, in his first works, Jesus, the second person of the Holy Trinity, what he desires to do is to make sure that all persons have it. All persons have his cure. Men and women both. Men and women both to be set free from that which holds them there. And so our Lord wishes to heal even us, even to this day. That there's no distinctions. As St. Paul will pick up on this theme later and say, there should be no distinctions among you. We're all called to the same movement in Christ. Male and female, Jew and Greek, slave or free. All the same in Christ. In the sense that all are called to the same dignity of being conformed to his likeness and to the greatness of enjoying what he's prepared for those who love him in heaven. And so we go forward asking our Lord for these graces. Be willing to entrust him to great things, but also the little things, because he cares about the little things too. Lay them in his hands. Bring them to St. Joseph during this novena that we have here. Ask them for the cure, just as St. Cosmas and Damian were the great ones who gave great cures as doctors themselves. And so too, to remember, you've made it halfway through Lent already. Half of it's behind you. Even if it was done half poorly, the next part of this can be done more strongly to do it better. And so too, to take a little rest today. Have a little something that's sweet, a little something which is a bit of a rest from the rigors of Lent, to remember that even in the midst of penance, our Lord doesn't want us to be languishing off and white-knuckling it through something, but to take moments to rest, so we'll be prepared for the Sabbath rest to which he calls us, which is the kingdom of heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.